Hello, Real Producers, your publisher, Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with the wonderful Dane. And Dane's work is on our cover for Nova for October. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do. And I love his story. And thank you so much for being on our cover and being with us. Thank you, Dane.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Hey, well, when I think of your story and everything that you have done, I'm super impressed with, 60 houses, 60 million last year, over 300 million in your career. You touch all of it. Like, you have a high quality service that you really care about your clients. And this isn't like a huge team doing this. That was all you.
Well, I don't know that I could do it again, but certainly no complaints. I made it through, and not sure that the circumstances will arrive that I get to do it again. But it was certainly a challenge for my professionalism, and it was a reward in the fact that all the years of effort culminated in that much need at that time is what it meant.
Yeah, that's a lot of business. So, you've been in the business for 22 years. How did this start? Like, you could do anything. You're a really smart guy. Why real estate? Like, how'd this happen, Dane?
I just sort of had a passion for real estate, and before I practiced it, and I had a very, very good real estate agent, a RE/MAX agent, who recruited me into the system, but always said I should be doing it for myself. And a longtime friend, and I'm very thankful that I was directed in this direction, Ken Sylvester. He still practices today, but he encouraged me to do it. I decided to do it when I was transitioning from a small business owner to a new career. And I had been in the restaurant business for a long time. So I was buying and selling properties for myself, and one day decided, hey, maybe I should just do this for other people at his encouragement. So here I am, and I got licensed in 99, but didn't start practicing till 2000. And here I am. But through the relationships that I built through business and being in the community and just being active, sports active, et cetera, I was able to build a lot of relationships. I didn't know what kind of potential I may have had. So I didn't really do any marketing. It was just sort of already there. I guess, I was fortunate to have people trust me, and then it grew and grew and grew. So I'm very thankful for that.
For you, what has been most challenging and maybe most rewarding, in your career?
The most challenging, I think, is from any business cycle, any business that you go into, was learning at basically 40 years old, learning the cycles of business that come with real estate. It's tied to the economy and certain forces that you can't control. You can't work harder sometimes and produce more because the conditions aren't there. So you do the best you can with what you got. That was a learning curve, So when it doesn't rain, it dries up, right? And the tumbleweeds come. And so you got to prepare for that. And more so than in an ongoing like retail business, which is I was familiar with as an owner, you always have predictable cycles or seasons. Not so much with real estate. You can have a drought. You can have a two-year cycle. Maybe some of the forces that we're seeing now are examples. So the biggest challenge for me was getting used to really hunkering down, staying low to the ground when it came to running my business. And what I discovered was, and the challenges and the rewards, was I thought in the time with the emerging technology, things were speeding up so fast, the team concept grew because it was hard to keep up with everything. Yeah. And everything was going so fast. Literally almost couldn't keep up with it. So the team concept helped people spread and conquer. And I get it. It's a wonderful system, but it wasn't for me. I decided to stay as low to the ground as I could be, and I'll take what comes in. And when it becomes too much, maybe I can you know, enlist some part-time help on an hourly basis, but it allowed me to ebb and flow with all the possible economic forces and changes with zero impact to my business model. It was just me. I can work all day long or not. And so it just became a very sensible thing, and it's allowed me to really float on the top in any market, you know, conditions.
Well, what do you feel like sets you apart, makes you different than other realtors out there? What makes you different?
My aftershave, I think. I always tell people that at open houses. I go, be careful, I'm wearing my special cologne that's going to make you buy this house. The thing that sets me apart, I think, is that I don't take myself too seriously. Now, maybe sometimes I'm almost too off the cuff, and because, you know, we're in a serious business, and there's legal fiduciary responsibilities, and everything needs to be taken very seriously. And I can't almost do anything without a joke or a quip or something. And so, you know, getting to the point, maybe that might set me apart from the average person that might be newer and a little bit more structured and afraid to test the gray area of, you know, of what's appropriate and what's not, you know, what the broker may think is appropriate or not. But when you have the right people, it's all in good taste. I think that you know, I think you can't do anything without a big sense of humor. So I hope that sets me apart.
I believe it does. And, you know, we were talking earlier about it being emotional for a lot of people buying and selling houses. I think humor can dispel some of those things. What defines success for you? Like, if you were to define success for us, what does that mean?
A repeat customer. I mean, there, you know, because I think, you know, like the loyalty to your magazine and your events, a repeat customer speaks volumes, and they can recommendation, they can do all this online stuff. The most flattering, the most productive input that I can get from the marketplace, the most, I guess, endearing thing that can happen to you is a repeat customer, because that tells you everything about how you left off. And if you can do that and always strive to do that, and to answer your question is always do the right thing, always do more than the right thing if you can. And when people realize that you're doing work for them and it's selfless, you don't care about the paycheck, you don't care about the money, you don't care about it. All you want them to do is be happy, that phone will ring again.
What do you think is maybe the biggest failure you've had, and what did you learn from it? Like, what are the lessons you took?
Well, you know, that could be a daily thing. It could be a weekly thing, a monthly thing. I think in a humorous sense, it's when we say, you know, maybe a failure, there's always learning lessons. There's always a miss this or something. It's like, I could have done that. Nothing devastating. And, but if I had to say where the road splits sometimes when you look from a business perspective, I had a very local big restaurant operation because of my contacts, and I still immerse myself with some political stuff involved with the restaurants when it comes to service and ABC and things like that. And so we all try to lend a hand. And we did some nice things with the General Assembly when it came to food delivery and processing and things like this. This is before COVID. And this large restaurant company said, hey, you know what, Dane, you were such a contributor to this, and thank you, and thanks for, you know, supporting our causes. We'd like to put your logo, your real estate logo, on all of our to-go stuff. And I went, you know, that's sort of not me. I mean, it's very significant, Kristen. And I said, no, you know, it's very nice of you, but I did all this stuff because I want to help, and I contribute, and I always will, but yeah, thank you, no thank you. And they continued to become bigger and bigger and bigger. And if I had to say, if I had a failure, it was to miss that boat. I didn't get on that ship. And I probably would be a team of 20 people had I taken that opportunity. So if I had to look back about, you know, missed opportunity or maybe a failure, it was probably something along that line where there was a real marketing give me. It would be like somebody wanting to sign you up with Exxon or something, or if they still exist, you know, Exxon Mobil, and say, you're going to be our sole priority agent for our company, and you get all the international referrals and everything. No, thank you. So call it what it is, you know, but anyways, I think I survived okay.
I think you did too. Thank you for sharing that, because I think that's a great lesson. And like when I find that when someone actually is humble and isn't looking for and just doing good things, sometimes they don't say yes to those things right away. So I feel like thank you for sharing that with our.
That's a good way to put it. I just didn't recognize the opportunity, but here I am.
Well, thank you. So, you know what? I love this question, and this is one of my favorites. So what would you like to be remembered for, Dane? Like, you know, you're looking back on everything. What would you like everyone to remember you for?
Well, I'll tell you, just being gracious to my brethren, you know, not just, you know, fellow people in my brokerage, but any real estate professional. You know, I think we discussed a couple things early on. You know, one of the most flattering things is when people from somewhere else that you met by chance contacts you for your advice or something. And there's nothing more flattering than that. Number one, they just trust you as a person. They may have met you for a few hours or for a transaction. But so I think to be, you know, remembered in the industry, if you wanted to leave some type of fingerprint, it would be that, you know, that it was very neutral and very conciliatory to assist people through their, you know, other professionals, real estate professionals, to be successful in their own way, in whatever way I could. So, you know, just a helping hand, I guess.
Well, and, you know, I feel like in this interview, I'd like to share, because we were talking earlier today about, you know, when your story, you know, came out on the cover. On the cover itself, and you know, you had phone calls, and I feel like you have had such just great karma in your life. Where I love, could you share a little bit of what happened when this came out? Because I think that's a life well lived and a great career. And your dancing shoes are definitely still on. You're not, you know, retiring or anything like that. But like, what kind of things happened when your story came out? Like,
well, I think it was a nice testimony to your magazine getting out there. And so I have, you know, many friends and many friends over the years, you know, got into the real estate business, and I certainly perpetuated them. I think I mentored or apprenticed through 9 of them this year already. That many people were getting into real estate. They were my clients, their families were my clients for years, but they all, you know, when people are retiring at my age, my friends, they were retiring. And so they get your magazine. So you don't know how many people you know, I guess, until something like that comes out. Almost like maybe getting your picture in the news or something, or in the post office, you know? So you don't know what it's for, but... So I had probably 5 really good returns. So some people texted me a photograph of the magazine that came in, people that I've worked with and agents or real mortgage brokers that I know. So one nice phone call was Nathan, who's on the back of your magazine. So Nathan and I go back 30 years.
That's awesome.
That's a whole nother video. It's very funny. But I'm very delighted to call him a friend. I'll see him next week. But he called and gave me a congratulations. And I go, I know you're on the back too, because I saw the magazine. So, so his call was very encouraging. And a lot of people said, hey, we know you're busy. We didn't know you were that busy. And then, you know, the other end of the spectrum is, somebody that I had no idea called me, and they get your magazine. They enjoy it. They're avid readers. They're brand new in the business. And I helped this young lady manage some clients. She was out of the country for 10 days. And I just took her clients under control. They were her clients. They're from another brokerage. And I helped them. It was helping myself because they wanted to try to buy my listing. And I did everything I could for it. At no cost, no nothing. It was just to encourage them. And she took the time to call me and said what a nice gesture that was. And that she was very happy for me and that I deserved to be on the cover just for that. So I've had these wonderful calls, and it just shows you the power of your magazine and how many people it reaches and how big a life can be. It was very nice.
Well, I personally loved hearing that and the great karma you've created out there. And you were nominated to be on the cover. Not only do you produce enough, but you are truly a part of the community and you help everyone. So honored to have you on the cover. Thank you so much for being with us, Dane.
I can't thank you enough, and I wish you great success. Hopefully we'll see you at your events very soon.
Thank you.
Bye.